Hello, this is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning. Facebook, MySpace, E-Learning. Online learning programs that have attempted to incorporate a Facebook or MySpace social community in their courses may be a bit dismayed to find that the networking, sharing, and interaction they hope to spark fall flat in the closed, password-protected realm of the online course. What happened? Why do students spend hours on their Facebook and MySpace accounts in the internet, but do not post at all when the same kind of software is made available in the closed world of an online course? To answer that question, one must take a look at the goals of individuals who use social networking. Essentially, social networking winners are those who have the largest number of so-called friends. In the web, it's possible to have an essentially infinite number of potential friends. In the closed space of the online course, the number is finite, usually 25 or 30. So the people who are motivated by attracting new friends are instantly demotivated. However, there is hope. One might take a look at the portfolio aspect of Facebook and MySpace. Where else can people so easily share photos, videos, music, audio, presentations, art, and software? Facebook, MySpace, and the other easy-to-use content sharing and networking services such as Tumblr, Flickr, etc. are ideal. The best way to use Facebook or MySpace in an online course is to use it as a place to share projects and portfolios. Whether or not one wishes to keep the activity confined to the e-learning space or to open it up to the world at large is a programmatic decision. For motivating students, though, the key is to focus on the rewards that can be given for developing a shareable project and overcoming the isolation that one might feel in an online course. In addition, it is good to look at motivation. By allowing students to post their portfolios and projects in a MySpace venue, they can obtain recognition, feel a part of a learning community, and engage in discussions and dialogue with fellow students, their instructor, and perhaps the outside world. I hope this has been helpful for you. This is Susan Smith Nash, and you're listening to Thoughts on E-Learning.